And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Captain Art Taylor of the Searchers joining us. That boat just tied up to the dock, unloading a beautiful catch, and we're going to be talking about that, talking about your fishing, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Haugerty body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, the landings are buzzing this morning, Rick.
This is a big morning, you know, with so much of that fish in day and a half range and things like that. A lot of guys left on Friday night, and there's a lot of boats coming back and unloading. You always hear the carts bouncing down the dock. It's such a fun time down here this morning, and one of the reasons there's a lot of carts going is because the Searcher just moved in. We got Art Taylor on the show this morning. Morning, Art.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, we're excited to have you, and man, there's some serious fishing going on this fall right now.
Well, that whole bluefin thing, as predicted, is you know, produced an opportunity for people to catch a fish of a lifetime. You know, when you have an opportunity to catch a 200 to 300 pound fish, and that close to San Diego, it's pretty incredible.
It really is. It's been so fun, and everybody that, you know, I get to see it on the tackle store side, and everybody that walks in has this different. It's almost like a different level of excitement. I mean, you can, for sure, you. I mean, we don't catch one every day for every person, but for sure, when you walk on a boat going on a day and a half trip in that area, you have a legitimate shot of having a 100, 200, even a 300-pound tuna.
Yeah. Well, you know, you think about it, there's boats that are leaving on 10-day trips, 11-day trips, and they're starting in that bluefin zone. You know, they're spending a couple days there before they go south, and that's what we've been doing with our 7-day trips, is going out there because of that opportunity. You know, you have to think about the weather window and that
sure.
sort of thing. You know, that's what we've done the past couple trips, and Mike's had some great success on those big fish, and then able to go down and fish yellowtail on the coast and get everybody all the yellowtail they need. So it's been really good fishing.
We talked about it a little bit before the show started. It sounded like Mike had a great 7-day that he returned from this morning and got to mix in both of what you're talking about, you know, the yanking and cranking and busy action with nice grade yellowtail and, you know, good filler size tuna and trophy size tuna. Just sounded like, you know, kind of an ideal 7-day trip.
Yeah. You know, the past few trips now, it's been pretty consistent, and we're just grateful that we have the opportunity to take our clients out there and give them that chance.
Totally. You know, the one thing, you know, you've always said it is, and everybody is, you know, when you jump on one of these boats, the captain is going to make the best decision they think they can make of the best catch for the passengers. And it doesn't ever involve fuel. It doesn't ever, you know, it may involve time, like on a good side for the anglers, but if the best catch to be made is 100 miles from home, that's where they're going to go. And if it's 400 miles, that's where they're going to go. And
yeah, absolutely. A 7-day trip, we have the ability to go down to the ridge. I mean, it's a long boat ride. It's, you know, at least 2 full days of traveling. You're going 500 miles. But if that's where the fish are at, then that's where we're going to go. So, you know, the ridge has kind of been iffy, kind of spotty on Wahoo. You know, every now and then a boat will have a little stop on Wahoo, you know, there's yellowfin tuna down there and some yellowtail, but you know, it's pretty hard to pass up the opportunity to catch a big bluefin tuna. You know, if they're, you know, doing really, really well on Wahoo, you know, fall traditionally,
sure,
that's what everybody, you know, it's got Wahoo on their brain, you know, that Wahoo, Wahoo, Wahoo.
And, totally.
And understandably, they're a fun fish to catch, and they're great eating. So, yeah, we'd like our opportunity to go down there and do that, too. But if you're getting 3 to 5 a day, or, you know, 12 to 15 Wahoos a really good day down there right now, then it's pretty hard to justify running all that way and just have a couple days worth of fishing when it's, you know, you don't have an opportunity to get everybody one, you know.
Especially knowing that the option of staying closer to home and putting everybody on, you know, a lifetime unbelievably great bite of bluefin, it's pretty hard. That's pretty hard deal to pass up.
It's pretty hard to pass up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's it. It's a fish of a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we had not this trip that just came in, but we had a 300-pounder on the trip before that. And, you know, and that was the person's biggest fish he's ever caught, and that customer, Mike Towns, has been doing this for 25 years. He's gone on 16-day trips on the Royal Polaris, and he's never had a 300-pounder, so he just got his fish of a lifetime.
That's crazy.
It's 100 miles from San Diego. Yeah.
I mean, wrap your mind around that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the epic bluefin. This is like 6 years worth of...
Or more.
Roughly,
now,
yeah,
it's been pretty incredible. And you know, we've talked on the radio. You can look back 7 or 8 years and look at track lines on your plotter from back then and event marks on your plotter from back then, and you're fishing in the exact same spot
we
were at this time 7 or 8 years ago. You know, so it's pretty incredible, and that, you know, that's something that we're really, really blessed with, is this bluefin stock of bluefin that is, it's pretty proven that it's local.
Yeah.
They spawn around here, and they like it for some reason. Food source, water temperature, upwelling, all the right conditions, and they're hanging out, and so we're really, really lucky.
And a bait source being a lot of anchovy, huh?
Yeah, there's lots of anchovy and sardine, and I think at times there's balls of mackerel around, and whatever they're eating down there at 200 feet, you know, it's there's obviously a food source is what's keeping them around.
Well, there's been some great fishing, and it shows from the catch Captain Mike has. How is most of this fish being caught? I mean, you know, traditional San Diego sport fishing, we put a hook on our end of our line and fly line a sardine. Is that still the way the majority of them get caught? Is it all on sinkers and flat falls? Is it all in the kite? Like, how is the majority of the bluefin fishing being done right now?
In the past 2 weeks, it's been late in the day.
Okay.
The fish come up to the surface, and so you have schools on the surface, and you're drifting with, a kite up or two kites up and a flying fish out for bait, and fishing it on heavy gear with a 400-pound leader and 130-pound Spectre and a big two-speed reel and a rail rod, and that's how we're getting those big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And here recently in the last, I want to say 2 weeks, you know, there's been an opportunity to catch those 30 to 50 pounders either late in the day or after sunset on flat falls and sinker rigs. So that's kind of been the pattern here recently.
What a fun size fish, and I know that there has been a few stops of some pretty crazy action on those flat falls where, you know, everybody's dropping and half the boat gets one, and then the guy next to you hangs one, and that line screaming off. I mean, that's a high energy situation.
Absolutely, and you know, unfortunately, there's been a lot of patience involved.
Oh,
waiting for that, you know, 4 o'clock hour to come around when that fish comes up to the surface.
Sure.
To where you can find it easy and see it, and it bites. I mean, there are plenty of fish, plenty of schools of fish that you see throughout the day that don't bite.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're waiting for that witching hour of 4 o'clock in the afternoon until midnight, and that's the window where they bite.
That's cool. Oh, it gets me fired up. When that time comes, and you're behind the wheel, Captain Mike's behind the wheel, is it a visual thing? Are you finding all of that with the sonar? Are they down deep? Like,
It can be all methods, you know. I mean, during the day, in the morning, you're seeing schools at 40 to 60 fathom on your depth sounder, and then the sonar, and you know, as the day goes on, then it starts coming up towards the surface where you're seeing schools of fish on top, breezers and flat spots and foamers and that sort of stuff. So it covers the whole spectrum.
That's cool. Do you think, Art, with the, you know, like you just mentioned, the kind of consistency now, call it, you know, 5 or 6 years, this fish being around, will that start to change how people schedule the boat and trips and things like that? I mean, there's been, you know, as you said, this is so traditionally the fall time of year that we do 6 and 7 and 8 and 10 day trips. Do you think that we'll start to see a little bit shorter trips? I mean, you guys have such a specialty in those 3 to 5 day trips all summer long. Do you think that maybe some of those will start to creep farther into the fall, or are you counting chickens before they hatch if you do something like that?
You know, we're kind of going by what the clientele tells us.
Sure.
You know, I mean, like there's guys that are getting off of this trip that want to rebook for next year for the same
trip. Of course.
Trip.
I'll bet they do.
Our schedule is out, and it's kind of it's basically the same schedule that we've had for decades now.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're, like you say, we're doing day and a half to 4 day trips in the summer and early fall, and then as the year goes on, in late September, October, November, we're doing 7 day trips.
So I guess the beauty of that is exactly what it is right now. If this fish is an option, heck yeah, you go spend a couple days doing that, and you still have the other 3 or 4 days to do like Captain Mike did and go down and fish yellowtail.
Yes.
Or you know, or maybe you're fishing yellowfin down the beach or whatever. There's nothing that extra time on the water doesn't ever provide a nice thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I can guarantee you it's going to change.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we all know that. You know, it's every year's different. This bluefin fishery has been around now for a decade, and you know, we're pretty confident that we're going to have a chance at these things again next year, this time, you know, during, well, starting in June, you know. Maybe even sooner, like 2 years ago. I mean, there was fish around in March. So that's a stock of fish that's around that's going to be available. But we want to have, you know, the ability, if that fish disappears and there's good fishing on the ridge then when, or the rocks or on the coast there below Cedrus, then we want to be able to take our clients there. Yeah,
I dig it. That's a lot of fun, and hopefully, all our options will be back in play next year. You know, hopefully the COVID thing slows down. We'll have an access to fish some of the, you know, maybe we'll get a chance to get back into Guadalupe. All the fun options.
Yeah.
Like, see, you don't want to worm yourself out of some of those great options either. So I get it, but just curious because that, like you say, that fish is so relatively close.
True, and. You know, like I said, it's clientele-based.
For
sure. People want a seven-day trip in the fall.
Yeah,
no
doubt.
And they want their own cabin. So.
And that brings to one of the things is that you guys just do so well is the trips of that length. I think that you guys have really kind of set yourself aside. You do so much of that personal catering to people in exactly that way. Little bit lighter loads, very, very comfortable. I mean, you do some crazy ultra-limited loads, but just in general, all of your multi-day trips like that seem to be a little bit lighter passenger count and really comfortable accommodations for guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have 14 cabins, and, you know, so if you put two in every cabin, you got 28 people, and that's the biggest load of passengers that we take. And most of the trips are 27 passengers. And then something new that's for 2021, is we have some 18-passenger trips that, like you say, people are kind of gravitating toward paying a little bit more and having more rail space. And then we have our 14-passenger trips where everybody gets their own cabin.
How nice.
I couldn't imagine, man.
That's, yeah, it's they're
four,
pretty,
14, 18 guys.
Yeah, there's lots of room. Yeah.
Lots of room.
Especially on a boat like the Searcher.
Yeah.
And nothing changes. You still carry the same number of crew. You still have that. I mean, you guys have really been known for fantastic food. You've always talked about what a great job your chefs do. And, you know, I've always liked hearing you talk about that it's very rare that they open a box to make anything. Like all of the food
it's
on the Searcher.
It's all about fresh ingredients and comfort food with a little flair. That's kind of where we're at.
Yeah. Fisherman food with a little tweak towards
sure.
the higher side.
Yeah, exactly.
I dig it. Well, it's certainly great and a really good opportunity and so much good fishing, and I just want to get to it because there's so many guys that want to talk about it. Phones are already packing up. Corey's going to be a busy morning this morning.
I agree with you, Rick, and we've got a full 2 hours ahead of us with Art and a Searcher, and we'll be able to take your calls. You want to give us a shout at 833-288-0973. You can even text the show if you don't know by now. You can just download the app, and there's a text option. Send us a text. Make sure you leave your name, and, you know, if you just have a comment or a question for Art, don't want to call, that's the perfect way to do it. For one lucky caller today, we're giving away a full assortment of Sato crimps, two Swifty Spectra cleaning spools, courtesy of 310 Rods, and really cool. I mean, a 2021 Bill Varney calendar. Can't wait to get my hands on that one like we talked about yesterday. One of my favorites. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Art and the search when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now you're skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% off on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and the Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. There will also be a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 7th, check saltwatertackle.com. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We've got a fun couple hours ahead of us. Again, if you want to give us a shout, it's 833. We have one line open. 833-288-0973. Giving away a full assortment of Sato crimps and two Swifty Spectra line cleaners and a Bill Varney 2021 calendar. They're available in the shops now, and courtesy of 310 Rods, all that stuff.
What a cool, yeah, yeah. What a cool prize that was from Darren and 310 Rod Works. I mean, yeah. it's a serious prize pack. It's sitting right next to us, and you know those crimps are high end. That's a really nice prize pack. I mean, well over probably $150-$200 value. So yeah, we're stoked for one lucky caller getting hooked up at the end of the show today. Art, we were talking during the break a little bit about Captain Mike Totter, who's been on the show with us before, and what a great job he's been doing with the boat. And it's really fun to, you know, watch his career from working on the deck with you to driving the boat with you to driving the boat completely. And, man, what a great guy that's been behind the wheel, you know, with yourself, but just doing an awesome job with the boat.
Mike has progressed, you know, in leaps and bounds. He's really, really doing a fantastic job. And, you know, the crew, we have a great crew. And Mike is, you know, respected by those guys, and they'll go to, you know, through a wall for him.
That's awesome.
And he's just doing a fantastic job, and you know, he's super passionate about fishing, and so it's great to see, you know, somebody young, up and coming like that.
Totally.
That as passionate as he is, and in all aspects, you know, taking care of the boat, he's on top of things, and taking care of the passengers, and just everything that's operational, he's on top of things, so it's great.
That's awesome. You always hear, you know, finding a great fisherman is one thing, but like, we hear so many compliments about Mike here on the radio show. I hear it up in the tackle store a lot, of just your passengers really enjoy fishing with him, and that's one of those things that you can be a great fisherman, but you still have to, you know, you have to be a people person also. And you're lucky with Mike that he's very much both of those things.
Yeah, we're grateful to have him, and he's doing a great job. And and then allows me to stay home a little more. So that's a good thing, too.
Absolutely. Well, the phone lines are packed. If you want to get your shot, like Corey's saying, 833-288-0973. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don Cohn from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Captain Art. Before my question, I was out on the 4th of July trip, and it's been a couple years since I've been on the Searcher, and the boat hasn't changed other than it just continues to get better and better, so you're doing a great job in keeping the boat up, and the crew just did a fantastic job. So thank you, and Celia in the office also.
Well, thank you, Don.
So my question is this. With these big bluefin out there, I want to give you a scenario and ask how you would you and Rick and Corey would manage it. So with these big tuna, you know, it's a Talica 16, appropriate rod, 100-pound Spectra, 60 to 80, you know, pound fluorocarbon leader, 2-aught hook, and you hook into one of those big bluefin. And I mean, the line is just screaming off the reel. Forgot to mention that I'd scale set the drag. So I'm at, you know, I typically set my drags at 30%. So the line's just going off, and it's going off, and it's going off. And, like, you know, you're down to about the last 10 to 15% of your spectra, and the line just continues to go off. What do you do?
Well, you have all that drag of the line in the water, and hopefully your drag is set correctly. 30%, I think, is probably, I don't know, it might be a little loose, but it's okay. Certainly within the margin of error there. And, you know, you just got to hope the thing stops, you know. I mean, you're not stopping it. I mean, In the old days before Spectra and two-speed reels and that sort of thing, the boat used to have a backup rod, you know. We'd throw your Talica 16 and your $500 rod over the side and clipped on with another outfit. So, I mean, that's an option. You know, thankfully, with the new technology in Spectra, you know, we don't do that very often, and it's rare. So it's one of those things where, you know, the bend in the rod, the drag of the line going through the water, and your drag system in the reel is hopefully, you know, it. And one thing to think about, you know, that 30% is going to increase the more line you get right in the water. So that's pretty tight. You know, you just got to hope that the thing stops and bending the rod, and, you know, maybe you can put a little more pressure on it with your thumb on the spool. We don't like to do that, and we certainly don't like to adjust your drag while the fish is taking line like that. It's just one of those things where, you know, maybe you hooked a 400-pounder and you weren't going to stop it no matter what gear you had.
One of the things that came to my mind right away was exactly what Art said a couple of times, and that's bending the rod. And I think a lot of us, especially when line's coming off the reel that much, I mean, you know, you're just a human holding on to something heavy, and so your natural instinct is to make it as easy on you as possible. And one of the mistakes that I think can get made, especially on a fish like that, is a guy will point the rod straight at the fish, because that's the easy, you know, that's just flat out easier for your body to hang on to, because you don't have the added pressure of throwing a big bend in the rod.
But it makes sense, Rick. When you put the bend in the rod, you're adding more pounds of pressure
sure.
at that point.
And like,
so
you're, you know, when you're tunnel visioned and you know you hooked this big one, and maybe you're not thinking of every little aspect, you just, you know, you're just along for the ride. And, oh, my God, my line's disappearing. And I've seen a lot of times when, you know, that rod is pointed straight at the fish and you're relying on your drag. If you were to stick that rod in that scenario, you know, quote unquote getting spooled, if you were to put that rod as high, you know, at 90 degrees and make the fish have to fold the rod in half, in addition to taking all the line up through, you add a considerable amount of extra pressure to it. And I think that would just be one of the things that I would try to keep in the back of my mind, is you make them earn every inch. If you point the rod right into him, he has to work half as hard to get the line off the reel.
It's crazy to think of what we did before Power Pro, really. I mean, how we managed, seriously,
true.
Like you said, backup reels, you know, backup gear, and even a few of the boats with skiffs, you know, they drop you in the water and take care of it that way. I mean, come on, the things that before Power Pro, what we did, you know?
True. And, you know, it's a fish story, too.
Totally.
I mean,
sure.
Holy smoke. I went out on a 3-day trip, and we went out for big bluefin, and the first fish I hooked, I got spooled.
Yep. That's part of it.
Wind it in, tie another hook on, and go again.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, Don.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That's a great one, Don. Appreciate that very much. Hey, as Corey had mentioned, too, another great way to get a hold of the show is via the text. It's a fun option. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's totally free. It's a fun way to listen to the show. Honestly, it's the easiest way to listen to the show, and you can check all the archives and all the great info we do there. And a fun text came through, and this is from our buddy Ed in Ventura that says, please ask Art not to talk about the Searcher Limited Load trips where I get my own private stateroom. We're in a frenzied tuna bite. I can still walk to the back of the stern and cast a bait with no problems. Where dining is spacious and easy. Where the crew has more time to spend with each of us. Don't let them become too popular, Art. See you next Saturday.
Don't tell anybody, Art. Ed wants it all to himself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are pretty darn fun, man. I love hearing the stories every time, and it still, I mean, I know we joke about it, but I still, it's the same time every time at the tackle store looking down when the guys load the boat, you still think, well, there's a problem. Something happened. You know, where's the 14 people disappear on the Searcher.
True.
They really do. Like, you put a couple in their rooms and a couple up top and a couple eating food. I mean, there's just no one there.
Yeah, there's a half a dozen people at the rail, yeah. And, you know, Mike, he's so passionate and, you know, wants to catch a bunch of fish, and on these 14 passenger things, you know, and Roy on the Royal Polaris, he's got 34 people, and he gets 50 bluefin.
Sure.
And Mike is complaining because he's only got 24 or 25. I said, well,
you're done.
It's relative. Yeah. I mean, you know, Roy has 34 people. You have 14 people. You caught the same amount of fish that Roy did based on how many passengers you caught. So it's okay if Roy got 50 and you got 20. It's the same. It's relative.
Yeah, totally. But that's the guy you want behind the wheel, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly the competition you want to have. That's awesome.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I always liked a line that Sam and Brian said years ago when they were on the show. And that's that, you know, we're a fleet of friends and we all work together and we all want everybody to catch a lot of fish as long as we catch one more. I want everybody to have a bunch as long as I got one more.
I think that, you know, that's one thing about, you know, guys that like myself that have made it in this industry. It's that drive.
Totally.
It's that drive and the competitive spirit that we all have. Exactly. If you get one more than the angler, then, you know, it was a good day. And they're feeling the exact same thing, that they got one more than Clicker did, so it's all good.
I love it. It's certainly not to get rich, and it's not for low hours, and it's not for an easy gig. But it's a passion for sure.
Oh, man. Hey, Rick, I know one place where it's all good.
That's for darn sure. That's down at Rancho Leonero. We got our buddy John Ireland is on the line calling us live from the ranch. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Art.
Morning, John.
Good
morning.
What's up, John?
Well, we had actually a pretty good week this week. A lot of variety, a lot going on. Let me give you some results. I don't know if you guys heard about the Bisbee or not. They had a record jackpot. They had $4.5 million in the kitty there. And not one qualifying fish in 3 days. They didn't have one qualifying fish. So it's all going to be either refunded or over to next year. So interesting, because, you know, on our side, the East Cape Bisbee, we had a 716-pounder taken. So crazy that they didn't catch one. That's a record. It was the most they've ever had in the kitty, and also the first time they've ever been blank. So interesting there. And that tuna shootout over at Van Wormer, 70-pound yellowfin took it yesterday and won 40K. Second-placed angler, I'm not sure about the weight, but they got 20,000. Genren was the boat that took the 70-pounder. So that's what's going on in the tournaments.
Nice.
Down here, you know, it's really pleasant down here right now. It's cooling. The air temps are in the 70s in the morning now, and it heats up to about the low 90s, but it's really, really good time here, very pleasant. Water's been clear and flat, really very, very flat, not much wind at all, even in the afternoon. So, and we're metering 85 to 86 degree water. I got a real good variety, you know. We're catching a lot of wahoo this week. Everybody wants wahoo. They're way south. They're off the White Cliffs down by Venoramus, 1 to 3 miles off the beach. 30 to 60-pound fish, mostly on Rapalas and a few on sardine, but the vast majority on Rapalas. They're all the way down the Hyman Bank, so it's quite a run down there. But anglers that are targeting are getting at least one or two. We had one boat that got five in one day, 30 to 60-pound fish. Yellowfin are in the same area as they've been, you know, off in Rincon there on the park boundary, taking them on sardine. Everybody's picking up two or three. Some nice fish in there. I'd say the average fish is about 30 pounds, but they're going to 70 or 80, and not bad fish in there. Dorado showed up this week, probably our best Dorado week we've had in this year. A lot of Dorado, they're schooling, nice fish, 10 to 25 pounders, taken mostly on sardine, a few on hoochies. Also, we've got Sierra around, and that's really unusual. You know, Sierra is normally a winter fish where the water's in the low 70s, and there's a lot of Sierra around right now. And they're big Sierra, too. They're 5 to 6 pounders, which are good-sized Sierra. Right off the entrance to the new marina there, taking quite a few of those on hoochies. Billfish, a lot of, no, hardly any pressure. Nobody's going after the billfish. There's a lot of sails, a lot of stripers, and booze around as well. And a lot of bait, just everywhere in Palmas Bay. And so they're picky biters. They're pretty full with the local fare. So overall, really good fishing, you guys.
Man, no kidding.
Good week.
That sounds awesome, John. You always talk about October being such a great month, and clearly this is not disappointing. That was a fantastic report. Glad to hear things are going so well down at the ranch.
Yeah, everything's good down here, and we're open through November, so come on down if you get the chance. Fishing's good.
Oh, I like it, John. All right, well, appreciate a great report. Glad to hear such fantastic fishing. Thanks for a little tournament recap for us, too, there. Lots of fun. If somebody does want to sneak down and get in while the action's still hot, are there, you said you're open through November, are there still opportunities to go down for this year?
Yeah, they sure are, right through November. So, and like I say, the water's staying warm and the fishing remains good. And we haven't had much wind this year either so far, so good. So 800-646-2252 or ranchlandarrow.com. We've got a lot of photos on the website, so check it out.
Man, great report, John. Appreciate everything, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it, guys. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, John. Thanks a lot for that. Well, Corey, the phones are packed. Everybody was excited to talk to Art.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Bob. Bob in Lakeside. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Art.
Good morning,
I'm really, really excited to be going out on the November 8th, 8-day. Don's outfit is the actual biggest outfit I have. First of all, I have two questions for you. Do you have the availability of a 130-pound outfit for dropping down the flat falls and fishing for those bigger tuna? And second, when somebody catches, let's just say on an 8-day trip, you catch a couple of 300-pound tuna, what can you do with all that meat if you don't have anywhere near the freezer space? I mean, is there somewhere that you can donate some of that fish that, you know, that you don't have room for and you don't have enough friends to give to?
Corey will be happy to take it, Bob. Yeah, that's no problem at all. There's plenty of places.
There is the ability to donate fish there, whichever processor that you choose when you get back to the dock. Yeah, there's the ability to donate fish. So you can speak to Sean or Drew or Chewy there, and they can help you out with that.
I've seen several times, I mean, your exact scenario that you're talking about, Bob, of like two and three buds on the boat, you know, all deciding, hey, let's split up the cost of getting this thing processed up, and we'll just split it up amongst ourselves. And, you know, I mean, there is certainly, you know, again, when there's fish that are that big, there is some cost that's involved in getting it processed, but the end result is a product that you can't even pay for that sort of quality, you know, unless you go to a Point Loma Seafoods or something like that, you know, and there's some serious costs involved, and you've got a lot of high end product. So it's pretty darn commonplace to see two or three buds get together to split it up. And if even that is too much, any one of them will take and able to do a donation for you. What about the possibility of loaner gear? Artie was mentioning that his heaviest outfit might be around 60 pound. Do you guys have heavier gear available, or does the landing?
We have a dozen of those heavy outfits on board with 80 pound on them. So we could provide loaner gear. And the landing has some Talikas that with 80-pound two-speeds that you could rent through Fisherman's Landing as well.
So you don't need to go out and buy a new $1,000 outfit just to go
trip.
No, you
don't.
That's great. And if somebody wanted use of one of those 80-pound outfits you have on the boat, is that something they call Callie or Celia ahead of time?
And give us a little notice so that we can have it prepared for you on the boat.
That's cool.
That, you know, that 8-day trip, one of the things that, you know, what kind of sparked that 8-day trip was everybody wanted to go to the ridge. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's a chance for that bigger bluefin, but I think that you're probably heading south to begin with because, you know, everybody, you know, requested that booked on that trip was to go south and go to the ridge. So maybe towards the end of the trip, there might be a day left that, you could target those bigger bluefin, but that's not determined yet. So I would think that you're probably going south first.
Now, what does a ridge trip obviously? And Bob, again, congratulations. Bob was the big grand prize winner of that 8-day trip.
Oh, yeah. Awesome! Yeah, congratulations, Bob.
And thank you so much for the opportunity for Bob and all of our anglers to participate in. What does a trip like Bob's, you know, look like? I mean, obviously, it's fishing, and we know that nothing happens. But what would a scenario that is going south kind of, what would like a trip ideal be for you on something like that?
Well, you know, you're probably going to go straight there. You know, it's a couple days travel, and you would have 3.5 days in that zone. And so there's multiple spots on the ridge, and there's also some yellowtail on the coast, and there's Dorado offshore with a few Wahoo on it. So, you know, there's probably 5 days worth of fishing on an 8-day trip with travel involved, and whether you make it back up to, you know, the bluefin zone is yet to be determined. There's weather factors and that sort of thing, I think the focus is probably going to be going south, and at least you'd have an opportunity to be where there's a chance to catch a Wahoo. The Wahoo fishing isn't all that great right now, but, you know, traditionally, November is kind of the big month for Wahoo fishing, and so I think that hopefully there's an opportunity to spend a couple days on the ridge focused on those fish.
That's such a cool area to fish for the variety that can happen. Like you can kind of catch anything down there, you know, on the mm-hmm. on the same anchor job. You might be able to catch a yellowtail on the bottom, a yellowfin on the surface, a Dorado, a grouper, a Wahoo on a bomb.
I mean, there's a few Pargo around this year, so yeah, it's a variety pack.
Such
yeah.
a cool area to be.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
one stop might be completely different from the next. You know, you could have a school of yellowfin tuna, and you know, and go a few miles and get a stop on Dorado or see a Wahoo or catch a marlin. There's just so much
or
life down
just
there.
All you know all. One spot, you know, it's a fantastic fishing spot. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, again, we sure thank you and Celia for such an amazing grand prize. And Bob, congratulations, man! What a great trip you're going to have. You'll have to let us know how she goes.
Thank you, Art. I really appreciate you donating that, and thank you for Let's Talk Hookup for the opportunity.
Thanks,
that's
Bob.
Awesome, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much.
All right. Hey, when we return on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Art and the Searcher when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Hopebridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You can fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And boy, we've been talking about it already this morning. With this bluefin fishing going on, Talica, how could you make a more perfect reel for this scenario going on where you might be fly lining a bait in the afternoon to catch a 40-pound bluefin, and then you might tie a flat fall on and hook a 100-pounder in the evening, and having a reel that has the capability of landing the right fish when you hook them at the wrong time is really important, and that's Talica.
What size Power Pro would you...
I think if I were fishing a 16 like we've been talking about before, I'd do 80-pound max quattro. It's going to give you high-end line capacity and still the flexibility of fishing a top shot from, you know, as low as 40-pound all the way up through 60. And even if you needed to, 80-pound, it's going to put a lot of line in the reel. You're going to be in the positive side of 500 yards when it's all said and done. I think that's what I'd be doing on that TAC 16. It's a sweet reel. For more information on the Talica, check out your local Shimano dealer or check out Shimano.com.
Saturday, November 7th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with knives, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we do have one line open at 833-288-0973. That will be your chance to win Sato crimps and a couple Swifty Spectra cleaners, and all courtesy of 310, plus your Bill Varney 2021 calendar.
Yeah, that's pretty darn sweet, man. Well, certainly some great opportunities. And with that, we're going to find out what's biting out there, Corey. It's time for the Catch Report.
And the Catch Report, Rick, is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch. Now with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers at their and their amazing poke kit at their convenience Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
That sounds good to me, man. Why don't we start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing? Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Going, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
It's going really good. How are you?
Good, man. Just a little weird weather, huh? A little wet this morning up here. I don't know about down there, but legit rain here today, so...
Not yet.
We're dry so far, but they say it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Well, hey, our week here was very nice weather here for sure. You know, still a good week of fishing locally. Half-day fishing, we've been out over the hard bottom, catching some bass and bonito. More and more sheephead in the counts, too, as that lobster gear continues to soak. So all the surface action, though, for us has primarily been on the flyline sardine this last week. A little bit on the artificial stuff, but for sure that that live bait fish the best. Stretching out a little bit our three-quarter day trips. Continue to fish out in that deeper water, and we've seen some mixed success down there. These that we can fish around these huge schools of mackerel and sardine that are kind of settled in down there. We've been able to find some nice rockfish. You know, that rockfish mixes in with that bait, and stuff just moves all over the place when that bait comes up over the curve there. So if we can move around a little bit and find a good little area, clean, hard bottom with no bait, it's been pretty darn good. And then we've been seeing some of that bonito zip around down there, too. Some guys throwing the jig, and we catch a little bit of it, and we've been catching a little bit, towing around, moving from spot to spot as well. Over at Catalina, still a lights-out bonito fishing on the front of the island there. Very good fishing. It's a lot better than the back. The back is a little bit slow this week. I'd say east end to east end, you know, towards the middle of the island there, it's been pretty slow. There's been a little bit of yellowtail back there. But for the most part, all the action has come off the front of the island. Some good, good, great yellowtail, too. You can get out away from some of that bonito into a little bit deeper water or some bigger rock and structure and get some nice yellows, 25-pound fish being caught over there. But that smaller yellowtail that's been mixing with the bonito, again, it's that, you know, 3 to 8 pound stuff. For the Fury, he's been over at Clemente on his overnight trips this past week. He's had really good mixed bag fishing, too. Plenty of bass and bonito. Finally, on board the boat there for Marquez. And some nice shots at the yellows there, too, when the current's been right. It's been some good fishing over there, and that fish has been like that 12 to 25 pound stuff for him. So he's out on a 2 day, so I'm anxious to see what he has to report when he gets in tonight. So that's pretty much it from us. We do have our halibut derby actually kicking off the week from today as well on the 1st. So we're kind of anxious to see how that gets rolling as well. So those drift trips will be every Sunday and Friday. The 3-quarter day trip departs at 7 a.m. and it's back at 4 p.m. specifically targeting halibut. So
that's
guys
awesome.
Want to hop on a trip? Yeah, guys want to hop on a trip here? Call the landing for sure. Reservations. I know the first couple halibut trips are full, but we've got some spots. Certainly on the subsequent trips, but call for any of our trips. Number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web, danawerf.com, or link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup page and make those reservations.
It should be a nice week, too. I know the weather's supposed to pivot on a dime, Brian, and literally turn Santa Ana, you know, this the beginning of the week. So it should be beautiful.
I'm very
much
too.
Nice little quick hit.
Very much looking forward to hearing the drift trip reports. Those are always fun, and you guys always pull some really nice halibut out of that zone. Halibut Derby sure is a lot of fun up there.
So we're hoping it started off with a couple fish. You know, in years past, we've caught some really, really big ones that kind of taints the beginning of the derby, but we'll open for a just steady here through the opener and see what happens.
That's cool. Right on, Willie. Well, one more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to take advantage of fishing the island, fishing the coast, the halibut trips, everything going on at Dana Orr Sport Fishing.
Cool. Thanks, Rick. Our number here, 949-496-5794.
Right on. Appreciate it, Willie. We'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. See ya.
Appreciate that. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to jump on, why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. Let's talk to Rich. Rich and Bradley. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Rich.
Well, thank you. You know, your very first caller, when you were talking about the techniques for rod position and what to do when the fish is really taken over and you're overgunned, that was just great theater of the air, as well as providing us with mechanics that we kind of have to have in the kind of stored away in our how-to memoirs when it happens to us, because that kind of stuff can happen to you whether you're fishing for trout or you've got the heaviest gear possible for the fish that are out there right now. I really enjoyed that, so thank you for that. And I'd like to get to my question is about rubber bands, because you guys have been talking about rubber banding sinkers on, and I'm wondering, do I need an assortment of sizes for an assortment of sizes of sinkers to match up with those sinkers? And what's a good source? Do I order them online or what? Maybe you can give me the inside baseball on that.
Rick?
The rubber bands, fortunately, are not too technical of a thing. I'm sure, like anything, we could probably make them that way, but any appropriate size rubber band, the two most popular sizes are a 32 and a 64, and the 64 are the little wider ones, and the 32s are the little skinnier ones, but anyone
it's
is fine.
It's just a simple deal.
You just got to hold it on to your line, and a real heavy one will usually weather the storm a little bit more, and your sinker will usually kind of come up. A lot of times, the thick 64 rubber bands, your sinker might make it all the way back, and a crew member might need, if it slides up the line, might need to, you know, cut it off. And the 32, usually the sinker goes away when you hook a big one. both of those are good things. You know what I mean? It's nice to retain a $6 weight, and at the same time, it's really nice to have that thing go away and just be attached to your fish and not have anything to worry about either. So.
You know, Andrew on the Pacifica mentioned something on the show here, and he actually double rubber bands, you know, on each end, and the line will slip up and over or whatever you need to do, and just something to keep in mind. I mean, a real savvy angler getting it done.
That's a very good call.
Yeah. And as far as the rubber bands, they're nothing special. The thing that wraps up your newspaper, you could get at Staples. We do definitely have them at the tackle store because it's a technique that catches a lot of fish. So if you don't get them ahead of time, we've got them, you know, in a little bag for a couple bucks, and it's a cheap thing and no problem. The sinker rig art is something that has been a big thing this year, and I just don't recall. I mean, it's not like we haven't ever fished with sinkers, but it doesn't seem like it's something that's been in an every trip standard rotation like it has been the last couple of years.
True, yeah, it's sure an effective way, you know. I mean, when that fish is down there at, 200 to 300 feet, then you got to get a way to get a bait down to him, so that's the method, and for those that aren't as proficient with flat falls and or didn't bring a flat fall or something along those lines, then there's another option to get a live bait down there. Nothing better than a live bait, really.
Totally. That's it. Rich, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. All right, thanks a lot for that. Hey, looks like we got a little bonus to our catch report. We got Marcus on the line, and Marcus, our apologies, don't know which Marcus this is, but good morning.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, it's Marcus Medic here on the
line. We heard the second you said, and our apologies, Marcus. Good morning. We're excited to hear from you. It's perfect timing with the catch report going on. What's happening on the new Loanne this morning?
Well, this morning, it's a little bit slow, but that's because we're fishing up here on the shallows, here on one of the banks, because we had just spectacular fishing yesterday afternoon, and,
yeah, three anglers, we're just, if they didn't really turn by, I'll let you know.
Yesterday afternoon and evening into the night, late into the night, we had to finally quit it just because I had to make sure we could get everything down and get cooled down. It was just really spectacular bluefin tuna fishing last night. Full speed. In fact, our last stop about 11 o'clock at night, I think we had about eight guys fishing. Most of the time it seemed like we had six of them going at once. It was gnarly.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Well, what a night, and it's amazing that this fantastic fishing has continued, and boy, sounds like another crazy night on the new Loanne. What a great hit, and congratulations for your guys.
Yeah, no, we're stoked. It was very, very good fishing. We didn't get any giant ones yesterday, but you know, we had fish up to, I think, right around 200 pounds. Maybe just shy of it, you know, 180, 190 maybe, something like that.
Yeah, nothing huge.
Very nice.
You know, just,
I think the bulk of it was...
just 180, maybe 200, you know.
That's
crazy. Oh, Marcus, beautiful.
Yeah, no, there were some big ones caught, though. There were several big cows caught last night that I know of. But it, you know, the average grade was just unbelievable. Most of what we're catching was, you know, 90 to 130 pounds.
That is unbelievable, Marcus. It's amazing.
And
that this
actually,
fishing,
you know, it was fun. We had good fishing in the late afternoon on the sardines too, fly line. And I heard you guys talking about sinker rigs. We had one. Most of what we caught at night was on jigs, but I think that's because mainly what guys were using. We had one guy fishing sinker rig, and he was hooking them steady there middle of the night. They're biting it. So,
what a trip! Well,
it was all working last night. It was pretty darn cool. We're stoked. We're up here trying for a few more yellowtail here for the morning, and then I think our plan is we're going to go back down there for the afternoon and see if we can't get lucky and get a couple more of those good ones.
Well, that's awesome and amazing fishing. So glad to hear that you guys have gotten such an amazing shot of it. If somebody wants to jump on the new Loanne and get in on this action while it's still hot, what's the best way to find you, Marcus?
I hope somebody cancels.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm glad to.
No, we have a 2.5 day trip actually coming up here in about 10 days or so. And when we left, I know we had spots on it. I don't know if we do still, but right now that would be just a perfect trip. That would be awesome. And I forget the date that we leave on that one, the 9th or 10th or something like that.
Got that fine.
I think that's the only trip that we have room in November on. So I think that's what I'd be shooting for.
Roger that. And how does somebody take advantage of that trip if they want to come join you, Marcus?
You want to call Point Loma Sport Fishing. It's probably the easiest. 619-223-1627. Or you can book on my website or the Point Loma website.
Awesome.
Or you can just
awesome
call
stuff,
them. And,
Marcus.
And if it has filled up, they'll be keeping a wait list there, so you can put your name on the wait list. But anyway.
Awesome stuff.
Buddy. Well,
and I know it's a great hit, and we look forward to hearing from you again. We got to take a hard break, so sorry to cut you off, but we'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check Poway ValleyCollision.com.
Get ready for the largest outdoor sale in our history. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Mustad, MC Swimbaits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, United Composites, Shimano, and West Coast Marine. That's right, over 20 manufacturers reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year, with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone, so don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.